Were you at the Belfast Christmas light switch on Saturday night at Belfast City Hall? If you were there, then you very well could be popping up on the big screen next year in the new movie A Christmas Star. Liam Neeson, Pierce Brosnan, Kylie Minogue, Saran Jones and Brona Ward, just some of the big names involved in the Cinemagic production. And on Saturday night, the young cast, the very young cast of A Christmas Star, were on stage in front of 12,000 people. And young Zina Donnelly from Dublin sang her heart out. I caught up with some of the little stars. So, Zina, you have just come off stage after singing to over 12,000 people at the Christmas lights in Belfast. What was that like?
It was absolutely incredible. I mean, we all just had so much fun on stage. It was absolutely buzzing. Everyone's joining in along, and it's exactly what we wanted it to be.
And what did it feel like up there along with all your friends in Cinemagic?
Well, like, it was absolutely amazing, but it made it even better, you know, to have all my friends up there with me. So it just made, they made life amazing, basically. It was absolutely buzzing.
And that is the first part to be filmed of the new film, but it's actually the last scene.
Yeah.
So you start this week in earnest filming.
Yeah.
Have you any idea what's ahead of you?
Well, I read the script, so I know what's coming. But, it's going to be some tough work, but it's going to be good work. It's going to be fun work, and I think we're all going to enjoy it.
And Alico, what about you? What did you enjoy the most up there tonight?
Probably the sweat. Like, how the crowd joined in was amazing. And, like, everyone had the lights and everything turned on. It was amazing how the crowd reacted, and I really liked that part.
And what about you, Aoife? Was that brilliant? Was that the best thing you've ever done?
Yeah. I just loved it so much.
You loved it?
Having all of our friends up with us.
And who's beside you here, remind me?
Sean.
Sean. And Sean, tell us about your character.
My character's name is Thomas. He's sort of the doubter of the group that doesn't really go along with everything. And at the end, he sort of cheers up a slight bit, not a lot, but, you know, he goes with the plans a bit more and doesn't doubt everything as much.
And who's here beside you, tell us?
That's James.
James, you are looking very dapper. If I could just describe to the listeners. Well, actually, you tell us what you're wearing this evening.
Well, I'm wearing a tux with a red bow tie and some pretty cool red shoes.
You are looking pretty cool, sir. And what was it like for you to be up there in front of that crowd?
Well, what a question. It was just mind-blowing. Like, I've never done anything like that in my life. And to think I was up there, it's just insane.
And the filming starts this week.
Yeah.
What are you most looking forward to?
Oh, just working with all the cast and meeting up and being friendly and meeting all the directors and producers and stuff. It's going to be a great experience.
To you, Dicey. You're pretty cool.
Thanks.
And how are you enjoying the whole thing, the whole Cinemagic experience?
It's been outstanding. It's just been one of the best times of my life. And I just, if I get another experience like this, I would be overwhelmed. I would just be delighted.
And there's a little Christmas star down here. And what's your name?
Zara.
Zara. And what was it like for you to be up on stage tonight?
Very good.
Very good. And have you been practicing really, really hard?
Yes.
You have. And is there anybody else that I have missed out along here? Of course. We've missed Erin. Erin is playing the lead role, Noelle. Now, you're going to be a very busy girl over the next few weeks, aren't you?
I am. There's a good bit of work to do, but it'll all be great crack, so I'm really excited.
And are you all bonding as a cast?
I am, yeah. I'm really good friends with everybody, and I can't wait to keep working with them.
And imagine this time next year, it's all going to be on the big screen.
I know, it's... to be honest, I can't even think about that right now because just filming the last scene was just fabulous and I still can't get my head around that.
And there's someone sitting over here beside you. Tell us about this one here.
Well, my friend's Manny and she's absolutely horrible and I hate her. No, I love Mina very much, and she's playing Bubble, and she's your daughter as well, which is cool.
Indeed, my Mini-Me is over here. Well, Mini-Me, how did you enjoy it?
It was brilliant. It was really, really good. And the way the crowd reacted was just really, really good.
And Patrick, you play a character called O'Brien. Tell us about O'Brien.
He's, like, really nerdy, but, like, he has a sense of fashion. He's really not into himself, and then at the end he breaks free. He brushes out of the bubble that he's getting stuck in, so yeah.
And Dicky Bows must be all the rage this year, are they? Dicky Bows and checks and all sorts. Just describe to the listeners what you're wearing.
Wearing a Dicky Bow, a purple shirt, a cotton blazer, some gloves, skinny chinos and Converse.
And you're liking the look, aren't
you? Yeah.
And what are the ladies thinking?
I don't know what to say, but...
I think they're liking it as well. Listen, well done, and
thank
enjoy every minute.
Thank you.
And come up a big cheer from the cast of Cinemagic. And look, oh, hold on. We've got a director here. A director.
Hello.
Hello there. Well, what did you think of the first cut tonight of the new film?
That was quite a way to start filming, that was. It was amazing. We saw the crowd was brilliant. And... we saw on stage, there was all the children. They did an amazing start. They gave it so much life, and the crowd really picked up on it. And there we were. I think it brought a few people to tears. That was brilliant.
And this is actually the last scene of the film. You're starting sort of upside down, aren't you?
Yeah, I think that's how films work a lot, but we don't usually do it right at the end, being right at the start. But, yeah, so, and I think they did really well capturing the end feeling when they haven't filmed any of the rest of the film yet.
And what did you think of the atmosphere in Belfast tonight?
Oh, that was fantastic. What a city. What a city to start off with. And there we were, and they were all seeing that crowd there. They all loved it.
Now, the next few weeks are going to be hectic for you because it's Belfast. You're also at Glenarm as well. So how important is the scenery in the background to a film like this?
Well, we've already fallen in love with Glenarm. I tell you, we were doing some location recce looking at it the other day, and we just stopped because the view just overtook us. There's the mist had rolling in, there's a beautiful sunrise over the hills, and it sets up the story so well. And you couldn't ask for a better backdrop to a Christmas movie, really.
And the weather.
Yeah, that's a worry. We're a bit worried about the weather. It seems to change so much. I've never seen it where it can start flooding and it can start pouring with rain, and then a couple of hours later you've got beautiful sunshine. We just have to hope that we get the sunshine when we want it.
Absolutely. Well, listen, thanks for talking to us, and I can smell that mulled wine. It smells pretty good. I think I'll go and find myself some. So really, Zina, we heard a little bit of you singing out there in front of 12,000 people, but how would you like to introduce your song on Downtown Radio?
Okay, so this is me singing Zina Donnelly, and this is me singing We Can Shine, the theme song for A Christmas Star,
I've
the feature
been
film.
Looking for a light to guide me home, a glimpse, a flicker, or a star to call my own. How can I be heard if no one seems to listen? But I'll shine just like the stars above me glisten. We can be united. There's something in the air. It's out there. We can shine. And the world will sing for one thing. The stars align. And they bring me back. We can shine. And the world will sing for one thing. The stars align. And they bring me back to home. The cold wind sweeps the evening by, and we grow restless, wondering.